Good afternoon. A lot of clouds in the area, but limited precipitation as we watch a front slowly head our way through the Catskills and Mohawk Valley. Ahead of this front, we're in a much more stable environment with cool temperatures and lower humidity today. In fact, most places will only reach into the lower to mid-70s. Though, behind the front, in the lower Hudson Valley and southern Catskills and parts of the Mohawk Valley, readings will be in the middle and upper 70s, and the humidity levels will climb. It is in this environment where scattered showers and thunderstorms will tend to develop later in the afternoon and continue into the evening, and some of the storms could be on the stronger side with gusty winds and heavy rainfall. Depending on how far north the front gets, that will determine how strong the thunderstorms are, but into the evening hours, many places will have at least scattered showers and perhaps some low-end thunderstorms. Overnight tonight, more scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with areas of fog developing and temperatures back into the lower 60s. Behind this system, a northwest breeze will develop tomorrow, keeping it mostly dry. Still, some energy in the atmosphere could produce a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm, but mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday and highs bouncing back to 80. High pressure should keep it dry for the day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds and back into the mid-80s. Another disturbance will then approach by the end of the day Sunday and arrive on Monday and last into Tuesday. So the first 2 days of next week will feature scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs for both Monday and Tuesday will be in the lower to mid-80s. After that, it looks like a ridge of high pressure will build in for the middle of next week, and by Wednesday we'll be back into the mid and upper 80s with a chance of a thunderstorm on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the Mid-Atlantic region. At least some heating will encourage moderate to locally strong instability to develop by early afternoon in this region, along with a moist low-level air mass present as we get into the afternoon. Effective bulk shear values of 25 to 40 knots will produce multicells, although a few marginal supercell structures may be noted as well. Warmer air aloft should limit a substantial threat for large hail, with strong to damaging winds the primary severe risk as moderately enhanced mid-level winds accelerate to the surface in convective downdrafts. Meanwhile, very hot temperatures will continue over portions of the plains and in the mid-Atlantic region, where high temperatures will reach about 100 degrees. Heat advisories have been issued for eastern Virginia and North Carolina, where the combination of heat and humidity will make it feel like it's between 105 and 108 degrees. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with scattered showers and storms, lower 70s, Boston mostly cloudy with scattered showers, mid-60s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny, scattered showers and storms, and highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 99, set in 1995, and the record low, 49, in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:30 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers developing, possibly a thunderstorm this evening, temperatures in the upper 60s to around 70. Mostly cloudy with a few showers, perhaps a thunderstorm tonight, and lows in the upper 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies today with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing this afternoon, some on the stronger side with highs in the mid to upper 70s. A few scattered showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and into the evening, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with a scattered shower or storm tonight and lows around 60. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and into the evening, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy, with a few showers and a thunderstorm possible tonight, and lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm late this afternoon and into the evening, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm tonight and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a passing shower, maybe a rumble of thunder near 80. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-80s on Sunday. Partly sunny Monday and Tuesday with a slightly better chance at scattered showers and storms, lower to mid-80s. Mostly dry with a mix of sun and clouds Wednesday in the mid to upper 80s. And the risk of a shower and thunderstorm again on Thursday, humid in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.